Good evening to our listeners around the world. My name is Bonnie Taylor. I'm a Platinum International Diamond with Four Life Research, and I welcome you to our leadership training series for Team Bond. You know, in network marketing, to succeed, you have to build a team, and we all know that. And you do that by developing good leadership skills. And so what we've done for previous weeks here is we have been giving a series of leadership lessons, and we will continue tonight. But if you have missed any of them, you may go to our Team Bond website, and you can hear all the leadership training. It's been recorded there for you. And tonight, we're going to go over 50 ways to get yourself and your team motivated. And isn't that something that's really, really important? We're always trying to find ways to motivate people. And each of us have a vision for our own future and our own business. And the vision is really about empowering your downline. You want to give them all the information about what's going on so they can do a lot more than they've done in the past. And if they know what they're doing and they know why they're doing it, they're much more motivated. You may want to write some of these down. So you might want to have a piece of paper. Again, 50 ways to get yourself and your team inspired and motivated. Number one. What you want to do is define what success means to you and to your team, not just you yourself, but all of you as a group. Define what success means. Is it a specific project title? Is it a lifestyle? Is it a family situation? Or is it money that you've earned? Is it a specific number of customers or a level of quality? Write it down and revisit that every few months and keep it current because you're going to want to change it and update it as you grow. Number two, you want to share your knowledge. If you learn something new that can help your team, you want to share it. Provide them with bullet points so you can do a short presentation and share it with them one-on-one or in a group. The more you teach, the more they're going to grow. And number three, you want to pass the baton. Let others occasionally take the lead on tasks and project activities that you oversee. Allow your team members to spread their wings and let them call some of the shots for you. And that demonstrates your trust and your confidence in both of them, which are two keys for a positive relationship. And number four, you want to respect their time. Remember that everyone has their own set of priorities and that your need may have to wait. Consider what the other person may be facing as you request things from them. Always consider your group and don't put yourself first. And number five, never speak poorly about your upline or your organization. It puts you in a bad light in front of them. And it makes more sense to share your frustration with your upline or others who can actually do something about whatever is making you unhappy. A good upline will respect that you have candid feedback, especially if you offer possible solutions for those undesirable situations. And you know how we are in Team Bond. We like to think in terms of solutions and not problems anyway. And number six, you want to go beyond your defined job. If you're able to do more than you think you're supposed to do or somebody expects of you, take the plunge and get it done. This is a great way to expand your own horizons, and then it increases your value as a team member. And number seven, you want to measure performance and then analyze the results. Look for patterns of success in what you do and determine the contributing factors that can be replicated elsewhere. Be sure to include those involved with the areas being measured and use those as an appropriate opportunity to celebrate their success. These are all really good points as you lead your team. Believe me, I've been there, done that. And so number eight, you want to appreciate, acknowledge credibility. Others will see that you respect those who do what they promise. As a result, they're likely to work extra hard to deliver for you and for their coworkers. And number nine, you want to embrace change. Much of the anxiety that we experience comes from change. It interrupts the normal flow of our lives. It might be getting a new upline or getting a new partner in your business or facing reorganization or receiving a new assignment. And instead of seeing the change as something that's negative and upsets your routine, consider it a growth opportunity for yourself. And number 10, you want to treat internal customers as well as your external ones. Don't get complacent just because customers are your fellow distributors. They need your exceptional service so they can be the strongest possible link in the chain of people caring for the paying customer. And when you make recognition for your people, do it in a timely way. Don't wait. Be specific. Tell them what they're being acknowledged for. And be sincere. Tell them from your heart. Be individual so you focus on your person very personally. And be proportional so you match the amount and the intensity of the recognition with the achievement. And number 11, remember the platinum rule. You want to recognize others the way that you want to be recognized. Don't assume that others appreciate the same forms of praise that you do. Successful recognition is the eye of the receiver, not the giver. So remember that you have to know what people respond to. And 12, celebrate success. Consider closing meetings and training sessions with discussions about people who exhibit the positive behaviors your organization says are important. Who has recently delivered superior service? Who is a role model when it comes to teamwork? Who has made a valuable contribution that deserves your thanks? Ask them questions regularly and then acknowledge it. And number 13, do you have a customer visiting you soon? If you do, use the visit as an opportunity to recognize someone in your group. Have the distributor give the customer explanations of what you have, your products or something, answer questions, and even join you for lunch. Being a chosen representative for your team is a powerful form of recognition. Number 14, make an appointment to give recognition. For example, ask someone, what's a good time tomorrow for me to give you some positive feedback? And then let them think about it. Because as it simmers in their mind and as they think about it, it increases the recognition impact. It gives that person something to look forward to and shows that you respect them. And 15, take them with you to a conference. And when they come back, ask them to give a short, informal briefing for other people on your team. This is not only additional recognitions for that person, but it can also increase the event's return on investment by spreading the learning. And 16, ask them what they think. You want to recognize team members by asking for their ideas and their input on the whole process. On your products, on your marketing, and decisions that you're facing. And that you send the message to them that tells them their opinions are valuable and they are valuable. And 17, if you're an upline person to a good team, you want to have a true open door policy through which people can voice their problems and their concerns to you. You don't have to agree with them in order to listen to them and get what they're saying. But again, you send the message to them that they are important. And 18, don't forget to send postcards. Even in today's electronic world, people still like to receive postcards, and they appreciate knowing that others are thinking of them. So when you're away on business or even on a vacation, drop a card in the mail. It doesn't need to be long or fancy. You might just want to say something like, best wishes to a great team. It's going to have a huge impact and just a tiny investment for you to do that. And 19, if you come across an article in a magazine or a newspaper that might be of interest to one of your distributors, pass it along with a recognition note. For example, if I were sending it to you, Blanche, I would say, Blanche, I remember your comment about improving our time management. Well, here's an article that supports your ideas. Not only are you passing along a helpful resource, you're also sending a powerful message that what the person had told you originally is important. And 20, think about a good performing distributor. Make a list of a dozen things that you like, you appreciate, you admire, or you respect about that person, and then tell them, and be as specific as you can share this, and they're going to be a better person for it, and so will you. And 21, make sure you walk the talk. You want to earn the right to hold people to high standards by doing things yourself in front of them. Go down to whatever level they're on, work with them, and be an example in everything you do. And number 22, expand your personal communication to 1, 2, 3. 1, you share information in a timely way. Either you can tell people, you can write to them, or you can text them. And 2, you want to enhance their understanding of the information by describing how they should apply it in their daily activities. And 3, you want to reinforce key messages through repeating and repeating and repeating. And 23, listen carefully to people's opinions. What people perceive influences how they act or how they behave. If individuals don't believe their opinions are valued, why would they offer suggestions or ways to improve anything? They don't want to speak up. You have to let them know they're valuable. And number 24, when making decisions, you want to build consensus and support by finding what's in it, what benefits there are to be gained for as many team members as possible, and sharing that information with everyone. This will lead to a better agreement, to more harmony, and a more win-win situation. And 25, you want to admit mistakes, correct them, and move on quickly. No one is perfect. Downline and distributors tend to have greater respect for upline, who own up to their errors, and respect is a key building block for productive relationships. And number 26, separate resistance to change into 2 categories. You want it to be obstacles and objections. The obstacles are things that people cannot control. The objections are emotional barriers. Remove as many obstacles as possible and have one-on-one discussions about objections. Then it gets personal, you see, and you can see how people feel. And 27, match the strokes with the folks. Some people enjoy public praise. Others like private one-on-one discussions. Some like individual recognition. Others prefer team or group recognition. Ask your downline about their preferences and match your delivery to the individual's preferred way whenever you're able to. Excuse me. And number 28, you want to create more teachers. Teach team members how to teach others. And isn't that what networking is all about, is to teach people to teach? More teachers means that more learning and more development will be available for more people. This was our whole intent with our world team. And number 29, embrace learning yourself. Demonstrate that you value learning in all its forms, on the job, training, structured classes, self-study, mentoring. The best way to encourage others is to be continual learners. For them to be continual learners is to be one yourself. We're always taught that all leaders never stop learning. 30, before finalizing your action plan, share it with your downline. Solicit their input and their comments. Seek confirmation that your proposed actions are important and will have a positive impact on your whole team. Be willing to modify your plan based on their feedback. And 31, provide freedom with fences. Giving individuals the room to maneuver in a clearly defined playing field that has timetables, goals, and budgets, it allows them to have clarity, confidence, and a greater sense of control within their area of responsibility. As long as you clarify and they know what they're doing, they can achieve And 32, teach business literacy. One powerful way to motivate people is to teach them the business of business. The more people understand how a successful business is run, the better able they'll be able to contribute to the bottom line and feel like they are truly part of your success. And 33, always give the why. A combined lesson from human nature and common sense, there's a much better chance that people will be motivated and give their enthusiastic support if they understand the reason behind a goal, an assignment, or a decision. And 34, share customer feedback and perceptions. Let people know what customers think of how they're doing and how your organization is. When people know what they do matters to someone else, they feel better about their work and they want to do a better job. And 35, be quick on the recognition trigger. Recognition delayed all too often ends up being recognition denied. How often have we all intended to recognize somebody's contribution, but we failed to do so because we got busy or we forgot? So don't wait. Acknowledge good work as soon as you see it. The one knee-jerk you shouldn't avoid is saying, well done, every chance you get. And 36, hire for total fit. It can be tempting to fill a vacancy with someone who has the required technical skills, but has questionable attitudes and behaviors. Do not succumb to the temptation of adding this warm body to your team. Hire a mismatch and you might as well give that person the title Director of Demotivation, because that's what he or she will be. And how often do we teach you in your basic training to hire people because they really know what they want and they're willing to go get it? That's why we always teach you in our business builder training the three questions that you ask people to be sure you know where they are. And 37, recognize the recognizers. You know who these people are, the ones who always put the spotlight on others, the best-in-class motivators within your organization. Let them know that you've noticed what they do and that their actions are important. 38, step it up and take it. Volunteer for projects and assignments that require skills that fall within your strength. Doing this provides three pluses. It shows that you have initiative and desire to contribute. It ensures that you'll have interesting work that you like. It provides a significant opportunity for you to show your stuff. And 39, engage mentors. Seek out individuals from whom you can learn. Partner up with people who know more than you do. Meet with them regularly. Ask for their advice on and assistance with things you're working on. Then be willing to return the favor. And 40, choose to be positive. You can always choose the situation you face and operate within. You can't always choose that, but you can choose the way you respond. Nobody can force you to be down in the mouth, and no one can force you to be upbeat. Both come from the attitude that you decide to have at any given moment. Remember that self-motivation is not genetic. It's neither a gift nor a true skill. It's purely a choice. So choose well. And 41, be proactive about adjusting your attitude. Don't wait until it's in the dumpster before doing something about it. For example, purchase a self-help book and work your way through it section by section. Fix a set reading time every morning and then review how you've applied the advice at the end of the day. 42, insulate yourself from negative influences at work and in your life. This is not easy, but we should do it. Everything and everyone can't be pleasant all the time. However, you can build up resistance so that the negatives don't stick with you. Here's a good insulator. Identify a positive support network you can go to when the bad stuff threatens to overwhelm you. The type of family, friends, and teammates that will help build you up, and they know what to say and do with you. And 43, keep a list of commitments you make that have due dates and put them in the order that they're coming due. Check the list every day. Cross them off the list only when you have fulfilled the commitment. And 44, don't depress the attitudes of your fellow team members by dwelling on what happened in the past. fixating upon things like who made this mess rather than focusing how to clean it up. Encourage your coworkers to focus on the future by asking, what can we do to prevent this problem the next time something like this comes up? So be positive. And 45, do some shameless bragging about your team's accomplishments. Don't hesitate to blow the horn about your team's success by enthusiastically sharing stories of positive results with people throughout your organization. And you know we do this in Team Bond. We like to tell everybody what's happening, and you should too. And 46, walk away from negativity. When people are gossiping about the organization and other team members, let them know you won't participate, and if they continue, then you're going to leave. Just don't deal with it. And 47, don't damage a team member's attitude by jumping to conclusions or finishing a sentence when he or she is explaining something to you. Demonstrate respect by reserving judgment until the person finishes and you have all the facts that you need to make a decision. And 48, don't forget, people support what they help create. Even though it's just common sense, it's still an underutilized rule. When people understand what's expected and they feel like they've contributed to the process, they are many times more likely to be committed to getting the desired results. So when making plans and identifying tasks to perform, ask people, what do you suggest? And along the same line, having a highly engaged workforce is the first thing required if you want to win on the global stage. So you want to engage them in everything. And 49, consider making the characteristics of good attitude part of every job analysis and job description. In addition to including things like skills, abilities, and job knowledge, list the benchmark behaviors that would demonstrate a positive team player attitude and let people know what that is. And 50, coach people on their strengths, not just weaknesses. Identify one or two things that each person does really well and help them identify ways to leverage this to a greater advantage. Commitment and attitudes will blossom. So there you go, you guys, 50 things that can really help you. And each one of them, I mean, they sounded like they got more and more personal as we went along, but being a leader can be very personal. And you need to take that job seriously as you build your team. You need to be a good leader. You need to walk the talk and always be the good example. And remember that when people are treated as the main engine rather than interchangeable parts of a corporate machine, motivation, creativity, quality, and commitment are up. They are much better at what they do. So just remember those things.